One. Yo, yo, welcome back. Welcome back to Talks with Dutch and Link. It's your boy, the CEO of the streets, the bully with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat. Fucking quarantine, fucking corona. It's your boy, Dutch. Oh, wow. Damn, do you remember what episode this is? I don't remember shit.
Episode 17 and a half, 17.2.
Welcome back to episode 17. you know who I got? I got that boogie monster. The man with no filter.
It's your boy Lick, aka the Savage One, aka King Savage, aka the man with no filter, aka Dico Moss Bathwater, aka no filter, aka you love to hate me, you love to hear me, you love to feel me.
Hey yo!
Yeah, that's yeah. Right there, man.
And we know we got. Shout out to Jay Light for that one. You know who we got? We got the man of the hour, Mr. I Know Everything. Mr. I'ma tell you what it is before you know what it is.
The facts himself.
Dan Man, hello. Hello, I'm Dan Man, not Danny, whatever.
Yeah, what he says. I named him one name, he said not ever. So we're here, episode 17. I want to give a big shout out before we get into anything.
Big shout out.
If you haven't heard us on Full Effect with Jay Light, where the fuck you been at? Because your boys was there. Well, not really there. We was on the Zoom meeting, really.
It was there in spirit.
In spirit! It started already, people.
And if you want to understand what that means, you got to go to Jay Light's podcast and Full Effect with Jay Light.
And all your major platforms, streaming platforms he's on.
So you can understand what in spirit means.
Jay Light, Full Effect, shout out to my man. Thank you so much for having us. It was an experience of a lifetime.
That was the funnest Zoom live webcam I've had in a long time.
I've never did a Zoom before. That's the first one. So thank you so much for having us.
I was so lit.
Yes, you were. And I want to just give appreciation to all the listeners listening to us on Jay Light Podcast and coming to our podcast. Thank you for so much listening to us. If you don't know who the fuck we are, you're into a new experience that you never don't really know.
And if you do know who you are, you probably hate us. We're the most hated podcast.
We are the most hated podcast.
Trademark.
Wow. We took a week off because, you know, people were doing their things. You know, Dan Man was away. Link was away.
Weather
was horrible.
Other travel ranges.
So I think we're gonna just do that most of the time. Have a 2 week
hiatus.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's kind of hot.
Like, well, I'm gonna ask Dan Man this week if he's going to his other home.
Are you Dan Man gonna be away this weekend?
Possibly.
He don't know. He don't know yet.
No, so, it can't be a right show not go all together. You know, we're a tripod.
Fuck right. We're the original. We're the new tripod. Not the original. We're the new tripod. We're the new Triple D boy in the building. So, it was an experience kind of weekend. We got a lot of news for going on, being away for 2 weeks. We got a lot of shit to talk about. We got a lot of shit to talk about. And now, people, if you're listening to us on iHeartRadio, please give us a review. Give us a 5-star. Not a minus 5-star, but a 5-star. And if you're listening to us on Apple,
5 stars.
If you're listening to Apple, please give us a review and a 5 stars too. Your reviews are going to help us move to the top of the charts. So we move to the top of the charts. We're making it somewhere, people. So appreciate if you can do that for us. A couple things I want to say is I changed. I don't know if people noticed this, but for the show, we was on entertainment news. And I noticed entertainment news don't have a category on Spotify on the top 100. So I moved us to comedy news so we can be more on top of the 100. So I know we can make it there, people. With your help, we can definitely make it there. We have the audience for that.
That's a great move. I didn't know that was a...
I forgot to tell you that before.
We have that in the last board meeting. I was in a chat. That was in an email. What's up, man?
Sorry about that. I didn't feel like it was a big news.
That's great news. You moved us to a different category. I mean, makes sense. You do entertain, we don't make you laugh your ass off.
But a lot, like Spotify doesn't have a top 100 for entertainment news.
It makes no sense then to be on that.
Hop Hopper has us on news.
Hop Hopper, Kuda Kuda, India Market, love it.
Yeah. They have us on news. They don't even have the entertainment. They just have us on news.
Right. Well, in the, if you don't understand what we're saying half of the time, don't worry.
Use Google Translator.
Yes, yes.
So, we're back. A lot of shit happened. A lot of fucking shit happened in the world. But it's not in the world. A lot of shit happened in our lives. Like, for being a pandemic, we got a lot of shit going on. Destiny's going on, photo shoots, family barbecues, be connected with people we haven't seen since October. Shit like that. So, Link, you have anything for us today?
What?
Crickets.
Nah, I mean, I have a lot to cover. I actually want to talk about something really, really interesting. Not really more comedy, more about...
We're not comedy only. I'm just saying real niggas saying real shit.
I want to go into it. I was talking to that man earlier about it. It was a pre-show, looking at stuff, researching info we had. And I found a thing about San Antonio... a restaurant trying a new way to allow indoor dining and outdoor dining, safety measures. So what they do is, after a disinfecting spraying system, as you come into the restaurant and you check in for your seats, and they ask you, you want to be sprayed in and sprayed out, or either way around, wow. So you can allow yourself to be disinfected, to allow yourself to have that experience, or when you leave, to make sure that you didn't catch anything, that you are disinfected as well. I think it's a great idea for a future dining room, maybe from New York, who has a huge population. You know, not necessarily go crazy if I go get sprayed. I mean, you know, if you're going to have dining inside and allow people register and have appointments, we would go in there. If you have some kind of normal dining experience.
I hear you.
You know? Maybe if I want to go in there and have a little dine with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
So what I got to say is,
what do you think?
New York City has not done the indoor dining yet.
What do you think of that idea? I think it's pretty interesting. Fascinating technology, I think.
San Antonio, Texas is different than New York City.
I know, but it's all
people were cool. Open for cool. That. But people open for that because like Texas is way different. The culture, the everything is different.
You can't be like, yo, my man gonna be sleeping on this.
Well, what the fuck is wrong? I want to light so. I mean, nigga, I smell like Sauvage. Nigga, I don't want to smell like that shit. The fuck is wrong with these niggas? Man, what the fuck? I don't want that shit. Man, that's not Sauvage. I'm on the fucking date. I don't want my bitch smelling fucking Lysol. I want her to smell like
flower bomb. What if they spray you with like Fabuloso as you come in?
The fuck is spray? I don't want to smell like my mom's house.
I got Fabuloso in my house. That purple Fabuloso that I'm seeing so familiar.
I got the gold one, the yellow one down there.
Purple one should be smelling like lavender.
Put me to sleep, motherfucker.
Just saying, though. I mean, maybe you call some flavors.
Nah, listen.
Like if you come and they go, hey, let me spray with spring or winter breeze. I don't know.
They tell me, you want to be sprayed with Sauvage? Yes, fucking spray me, motherfucker.
I mean, they ain't gonna pay with Sauvage. Probably pretty expensive, my nigga. I mean, it's $100 for the big bottle. It's like gonna pay no Sauvage.
Listen.
You might get Perriella's or polio.
Ew.
You might get curves.
You know, talking about colognes a little bit. Talking about colognes. What I was told is Cool Water is still a top kind of cologne to fuck with for bitches. Well,
talking about Cool Water, you know, I was very proficient.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
See, Cool Water, Davidoff. Very, very. Shout out Davidoff. I don't know if he's still alive, but Cool Water was a great, great panty dropper.
And it still is.
It was great for entangled situations.
Wow. We're going to use this word now. We're going to use this word entanglement now.
But I never got entangled. See?
So.
Dang.
Back to what you saying about the San Antonio and this effect and stuff. Yeah, I just feel like Long Island, we're doing indoor and outdoor, and everything's been okay. We had zero counts of
South Carolina. You motherfuckers don't have the crowd that we have, okay? People are polite over here. People go, excuse me, would you like a Clorox wipe? No. In New York City, they go, get the fuck out the way. I'm getting trying to get this drink and my fucking burger and fries. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yo, my man, you're COVID-19, get out of my way. Yo, they got 2 shots of hands.
I hear you. I understand what you say. I'm getting him right now. We definitely like understand what you're saying. Like
different ambiance.
Yeah, because Long Island right now, the outlets are all open.
Yeah.
And then Dan Man and I, we went on a trip to Massachusetts, and the outlets over there are open too.
I didn't get an invite to that.
You were working 9 to 5, man.
I still want an invite.
Want an invite?
I want to feel wanted. This is the problem we have.
Oh my god!
It's called Us and Link featuring Dan the Man, not calls with Dutch and the man on the side Jordan of states and leave Lake in the fucking forest. You know, I know I'm Lake. I'm supposed to be the forest, a little sword, a little green outfit. Sometimes Lake wants to leave the forest. You know, he wants to go somewhere else, you know? I'm tired of Sammy Zelda. Fuck that bitch.
All I gotta say is this. You have your own theme song for the show, so you're very wanted on the show.
What I'm saying is, sometimes I get tired of wearing my green tunic, all right, and my little elf ears. I want to go out the fucking jungle. I'm tired of being Tango the Zelda. God damn it.
I just say that it's hard because you work 9 to 5.
We're sitting in the same bitch.
Word, like Superman.
I'm like Mario.
Okay, Mario and Superman. We're sitting in the same
bitch. Time.
That time, that time.
No, we got time. We're in a fucking Kalo time.
But, yeah, we went out there. I felt like Massachusetts was way better the way they did their outlet.
Yeah.
Because every person was like, it wasn't packed. But Nike was.
But you felt like people were respecting boundaries and being safe.
But Nike was packed. We had to wait online for Nike. Well, to get us on Nike.
We had to make a line. That's
good. We had to make a line because everybody else, although the stores was right in and out. We was in and out of the stores. But Nike was a line, bro. And they didn't have shit for my size. The guy said it. The guy said the big boys came in and took everything. Damn, man got some cool kicks. He got some J's. He got some Jordans.
Okay.
He got some hot Nikes and shit. He got some fly shit.
He went for a new school year.
Well, you know, talking about new school year.
Remote, you showed up from the remote acting on Zoom out. Yeah, look at my new kicks.
Well, now,
school, you know?
Since Trump, bitch-ass Trump put the pressure on schools to be open during this, it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I'm going to send our kids wear half masks to school.
He threatened the budget of the school, then they won't pay the budget no more because that's why it made schools reopen. So some schools are going to do remote only. Some schools give you a choice to do remote.
Yeah, some are going to have a mix of both. I don't get it.
And some says they're going to do two days of regular school with 3 days of remote. Just do remote,
I hate you,
man.
What are they going to do with like a big inner city school that have a huge population of kids?
Look at my boy Q.
How do you make
his boy, his, shout out to Q. He's an accountant, runs the books and stuff like that, right, and the classes. And there are
a
charter school. He's like what, 300-400 students?
415, he said.
415. Look at that. So that's not compared to a high school in New York City.
And they're doing morning and evening classes to rotate. There's some people separated, and that's crazy.
So Dan Man goes to school in the Bronx, and I'm so happy that they made the decision to a kid could choose and a parent could choose remote, half remote, school. You know, I'm like, okay, it's good. But me as a parent, we're talking about Dutch as a parent, I will not send my kid to school during this pandemic. I don't give a fuck if I gotta be his teacher.
So would you say it's worth reopening schools? Because that's what I'm talking about real quick. Do you think it's worth it?
It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it. I think you should keep it remote.
Well, how do you tell about parents that can't afford daycare, childcare, can't afford babysitter, can't watch their kids at home?
That, I understand.
That's hard.
But there are daycares that are open still.
Right. And then how do you tell the younger kids, wear your face mask, don't hug, don't touch?
You can't control kids saying hi to their friends, especially during a pandemic. They haven't seen their friends. Only thing they see them is through fucking computers, phones. How can you control that shit, bro?
But I'm saying, this is why I argue maybe you should eliminate that for now.
So how do you eliminate a kid doing that?
There's been more learning.
How can you eliminate a kid going to school, going to use the bathroom while saying hi to nobody? This is not prison, bro. Prison, you say hi to somebody.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying is, if you want to control the numbers, control the risk exposure, we have to eliminate the chance of interacting.
That's all you do is remote. So when you do it, what's problem with remote? My son got a 96 average doing remote. Some kids are better. Some kids are better with the remote than being in school and being in school. Can be a distraction with their friends.
It sure can.
It's a distraction.
Some people argue that remote learning is actually more efficient.
Yeah.
Gives you your own personal space, your own personal time, no pressure.
So think about that. Think about that, if you're listening. Think about that your child is home. I don't even know if you're at work. Listen, I work, even though I'm self-employed. But I got damn man on the schedule. Wake up 8:30. Be in school, be in your class, your computer on 9 o'clock. Boom, lunch is around 12 or 1. Make some sandwiches.
You wear a hairnet when you gotta do lunch?
I'm just kidding, guys. I got him, he got a tray, a lunch tray. Yeah. He gotta show me his ticket.
Can I get 2 chocolate milks?
Nah, nigga, no 2. I put a lock on the fridge so he don't go in there.
Milk tickets.
I need a lunch ticket.
Why is it saying, why is it fucking Sloppy Joe's again? Yo, stop complaining. It's a fucking lunch.
Word up, nigga. This ain't public school lunch. It's my house lunch.
It's Tuesday. You don't get
no pizza. No, he get different things Monday through Friday, you know?
Right.
Friday, he gets pizza, you know? Pizza time Friday.
Still Thursday, he gets bologna fried sandwiches.
What the fuck?
No, oh, my bad. We're all school.
That's not like prison.
That's my school.
Mine is 5 stars.
Tuesday,
he get taco Tuesday.
He get 1 egg.
I don't make eggs.
He get 1 egg raw too.
He don't get breakfast, he just gets lunch. We don't serve breakfast here.
Oh man, your breakfast is 2 crackers and a glass of milk.
That's healthy right there. 2 crackers and a glass of milk.
And if you want the protein egg, the protein diet for the morning, 1 egg crack, drink it like Rocky. They drink it like
that. There you go. But really, I think they should have reopened schools. I think you should let kids remote, or reopen, but do remote. You know, pay these teachers the good shit. Keep on going with that, you know. So
now, that's all Danny with schools. Next topic, so I want to go into entertainment world. Entertainment world's been crazy the last 2 weeks.
Well, did you know? Hold on. Did you know that New York, you're able now to, the actors are able to make movies and shows now? It's over for
them. Phase 4 tomorrow.
Yep, it's over for them. Starting today, because that's 50 Cent says it today. So, he's back on making his show.
Entertainment news.
Yeah.
It's not bad to hear. So, Nick Cannon.
Fuck Nick Cannon.
I had to bring that up. You know, I had to. Us being Eminem fans. How do you feel about the Nick Cannon controversy with anti-Semitic comments made on the podcast he made that caused him to be fired from Walmart?
One word. No, 2 words. 3 words. Don't fuck with the Jews, man. Said some shit that he's not supposed to say about the Jews.
That's 5.
Fuck you.
That's more like 4.
That's 2.
It's like 4 and a quarter, but
don't fuck with the Jews, man. That's it. Don't fuck with them.
We know that.
They run half of the world. That run.
Even we know that.
Yeah.
We're savages.
We don't fuck with the Jews. I kick them down a little bit sometimes, but that's it.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. I heart is Jews.
You know what I'm saying?
But,
thank you.
Nick Cannon put his foot in his mouth, man. That's what I say.
I mean,
shot himself in the head.
He's still the host of the match, and he apologized to Fox.
Well, damn, that's when he got fired.
I heard
him. No, he got fired with a mass singer. I heard.
No,
too.
He got. They approved him.
They let him go for best. The other show he had.
Yes.
What was that shit? America's Talent. They let him go.
So he will be appearing on the next Mass Singer. Wearing a Holocaust outfit.
I'm down with you. I'm fucking down with
that. That's the agreement.
But Nick Cannon, you know, I don't like Nick Cannon because he got too cocky for the game. But Nick Cannon as a person, just saying this how I say about the world's being sensitive. Dude, the world's sensitive, so you gotta watch what you fucking say. Even on your own show. How the fuck did you sign a contract and let them take Wildin' Out from you when you created the bitch on MTV? You created MTV Wildin' Out and you let those motherfuckers take you out of your own show.
Well, can I say something real quick? Let's be honest, right? At what point, too, not to say that what he said, what he did was not wrong, but is it really wrong? Are we living in a country of freedom of speech?
Yeah,
hold on.
But the world's too sensitive.
I understand those who are, I will not name, are in higher positions. Don't talk about what he said. I get it. But at the end of the day, it was just something he was saying. And not like he has been against them. You know, it's just sometimes it feels like there's a filter on our world, no matter what we are.
There is no freedom of speech if you think about it. The world,
clearly.
The world now is too sensitive. The 90s, yes.
And without him, I don't know, man. I don't want to watch that.
Well, really? Nick Cannon didn't make Wild or Not. It was the Cat Williams,
yeah, but he made sure he got the right guys to come in.
That's what he did was good. He picked a good roster.
He changed some of the things. The game
but goals. Look at what he fucked up at. He fired Cat Williams, and the next season was trash.
Yeah.
You understand me? You fired Cat Williams. and you lost the season. You fired the other boy. What was his name that you fired? He came, but he came back. The skinny boy. I forgot his name. And you fired him because he was freedom of speech, which he was saying to you.
I remember that.
So, you know, there's a lot of controversy with Nick Cannon himself. You know, I think just he lost his fucking mind sometimes. That's what I think. I just think he lost his fucking mind. And we're literally in the world less sensitive, bro. So you gotta watch. Look what just happened to yesterday or today, was it? Two black women were destroying the Black Lives Matter fucking thing in front of Trump Towers and saying Jesus and Trump 2020. What the fuck, bro?
Yo, they're. Now, I'm not saying because you're black, you shouldn't support the Black Lives Matter movement, but the fact that I've seen that it was two black women fighting cops on the ground, on their knees, spreading the black paint over the sign. To cover the sign. I don't know why, because Trump even allowed that sign to be there. Like, why? That,
but,
why
would you even? But screaming out Jesus and Trump 2020. Bro, what in the bluest of hell? You're thinking about. You're black.
I think they might have been on some shit. You know, maybe it's me.
I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. I just think this world is so fucking sensitive, and people just acting the fuck out to get Instagram famous.
I mean, you have to be a one special motherfucker to be on the ground on a sunny motherfucking day on your free ass time at a random place like that to say, I'm gonna be on my knees and paint black paint over a sign. That
they're not even painting, they're spreading this shit. It was peanut butter and jelly.
Right, it looked like she was making a meal like that. She might have been hungry. Who knows?
And it was two big girls.
Might throw her a sandwich.
I just don't listen. I say this day in, I say this every show. The world's too fucking sensitive, bro.
Clearly. All too the time. Sense.
I don't know where the fuck we became bitches and soft ass people. Yep. But we have come. US America has got became a soft, not even say a bitch like a woman, but a soft ass bitch. That's not feminism, that's not sexism. A bitch doesn't mean a girl only. A bitch is someone soft and it's pussy. And that's what we became as America. We became soft. Oh my God, he said, I'm a Jewish person. Oh, he said I'm black. He said this. Yo, they've been saying racist shit to us for centuries, and now you motherfuckers want to be sensitive about this shit?
He called me a retard. I want him arrested.
I can't say stupid anymore. Oh, I can't say he's a faggot. I can't say nothing.
Did you call my son stupid? No, I didn't call him stupid.
Oh, my God.
I said he was
stupid. There's no more MVPs in Little League. Everybody gets a trophy, even if you fucking lose.
My suspicion awards. Hey, Timmy. Here's an award for hitting yourself in the face.
You can't even say shut up to kids.
You can't even say shut up no more. It's stupid.
Can you please close the muscle that controls your mouth?
You can't even listen. Parents can't even tell the kids, sit the fuck down. No, they call it ACS. They call the
Oh my God, here comes Karen. Oh my God, you spoke to your son so demeaning. You must be going to prison. What?
Too fucking sensitive. Damn, son. Too fucking sensitive as a world.
You got too many Karens. Too many Karens.
Too many fucking sensitive people, bro. Listen, too much. And it's so, I love social media, but I blame you motherfuckers.
Yep.
Because if there was no platform for people to see stupid motherfuckers, then we won't be a sensitive world. Because remember this, people. When the white man was making slaves in boats, there was no social media. And they were calling us bad, worst words that we ever been called ever. So remember that. And they were, you know what? Me and the wife had a topic, because Dan was there too.
I was.
That she says that men have ego. So that's why the world's fucked up, because men have ego. And men, the men in power, want to think they have the biggest dick out of all everybody else and shit. And I agree. Yes. So she said a woman in power will be different. The world will be different. Maybe you're right. And I'm not disagreeing with her, because as history showed us, where the wars came from. Link, where all the wars came from?
The Bible.
No. Where did wars come from? A man getting mad that another man has something that they want.
Of course.
You think a woman would argue with another woman? No, she'll go out there and get something better while you're fighting for it. She'll make it happen.
People you love with an excuse, though, a lot of wars.
Yeah. Look at you know, Troy. The war in Troy. What happened between Greece and they were fighting for a bitch.
A bitch was literally left on her own.
Left on her own. A man died for. You understand me? So you're fighting for your ego, and my wife's right. Maybe the war, if it wasn't for ego, we won't have war. We won't have all this dumb shit in the world going on. But I still think, and this is not being sexist, I gotta use that word, because you know, it's a lot of people, we have a lot of women listeners. Shout out to my women listeners out there. Because you know, I was told that our show doesn't have anything for women. But I check our numbers, and we have 40% of women's listening to us. So shout out to you women that listen to us. And I think it goes both ways. If a woman runs a country, she won't have an ego, but she'll still be a little sensitive to a couple of things. All right? So it goes 50-50.
Please, what the hell say you have nothing positive to say about women? They probably listen to my half of the show.
No, not nothing positive. This person said, literally told me, that this show is for men. This show has nothing for women. And it's a pandemic right now. But soon, hopefully things get better, I can find a woman. We can find a woman who gets to come on. We would love any woman that listens to us that want to come to the show. You're welcome. There's Zoom. There's a lot of things we can have you talk. We could conversate. I could make a topic about anything when it comes to women. You understand me? So the savage himself too. So it's women savages out there. Don't think about it.
I wouldn't mind having me a savage partner.
Link's in love. I mean, Link's looking for love. So if you dial 1-800 Link needs love, you can find him.
Link needs love.
It's been a new TV show. You know they had Flavor for Love. Brad Michaels needs love.
Not for nothing. I think a Link needs love show would get a lot of attention.
There'd be a lot of naked women there. I'll tell you that now.
All the shit that I talk, all the bashing that I've done, all the hearts that I've broken, all the karma that I've created. Yeah.
Are you willing to talk about the hearts that you've broken on the show?
No, that's not.
I'm asking questions. I'm asking questions. You know me, I'm unfiltered, unscripted.
No.
I'm like DX, original DX.
Some people might be listening to the show still, so let's not even.
All right, we don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
And we're moving on in a great Jay Light word.
But I want to go to Hood News, actually. Hood News.
Hood News.
We need a jingle.
We don't need a fucking jingle. That's my jingle right there. Hood News, real quick.
So, you know, I was coming from the Bronx, me and you, and damn it, man. How you guys feel about bodies being found on top of McDonald's?
Nothing new.
18-year-old girl arrested over the murder of a man apparently was choked and beaten to death along with two other men.
He fucked up. He probably touched it the wrong way, or they tried to run a trizzy.
No, apparently they went to rob this man and
damn.
Killed him and robbed his body and it was on top of the McDonald's rooftop. The lazy shit.
What McDonald's?
Apparently this is on the lower upper Bronx area. I think it was
the fuck. I never heard of Upper Bronx.
149th Street, actually. It's
Grand Concourse.
Yes.
Wow. We wilding out Grand Concourse again. All right.
Yeah,
I hear you.
149th Street, not that far.
East 149th. Okay. I know that very well. How the fuck did he? The nigga must have worked at McDonald's. I wonder somebody had to work at McDonald's.
I think there was a rooftop nearby. They just happened to be next to it. I think they figured if they find a body on the opposite rooftop, they want to investigate the other boat.
Yeah. There goes Law and Order for your ass.
Yeah, you know. According to forensics, they found some quarter pounder meat in there.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
That's a lie. That was just being sorry. Wrong tweet.
Wrong tweet? You was hungry?
You know, tweets, I didn't say anything.
But another news that Link put into my perspective, but it's been all over everywhere. Let's talk about Tory Lanez.
Well, that's more than just the news.
That's real nigga. That's
entertainment news. That's two decently known singer news. Rappers.
Oh, not rap. Tory Lanez is not a rapper. He's a singer.
I mean, a singer rap. Well, they're known people. Like, Tory Lanez is known.
I still mind fucked with that.
Oh, according to the reports that I've read.
And according to Megan being quiet now.
And Megan being quiet, and Tory Lanez coming out of bail.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez. This is crazy. So, I don't have to say it, man. I've seen a video. I don't know if you've seen a video, bro. You've seen a video, right?
The cake was out.
The cake was out. Now, also, girl, cake was out.
The cake was crazy.
I was looking frame by frame. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I wanted to see, very importantly, the case.
Okay.
No, I was really doing my job, guys.
Oh, shit.
I was going to frame by frame for research purposes.
Right. You know, so, always talk to me nice.
Research purposes. No, I was really trying to
look. You was trying to research that, man. Come on.
Shot. I mean, I don't care about Saturday that much, but I fuck with Tory Lanez music.
Okay.
Can this short guy just juke this girl, really?
So why he shot him 2 times in the foot?
Well, I think, this is what I think, okay? I think he was trying to get the cake. And she was like, my nigga, you 5'3".
Oh,
and
shit.
And he was like, I don't give 10 fucks about whatever. And so
where the midges at?
And he pulled his gat, cause your weapon. He They want to aim high with us, aim high. And he just didn't aim high enough. So he hit the foot.
He was driving.
He's 5'7".
Don't you think it's funny that she shot her in the feet and he's short? I mean, how kind of mistargeting is that?
Well,
if you come from Toronto, what about you, my man? You shot her in the feet?
He was smart. You shoot smart in the foot. That's not a murder. That's not a
foot. I hear you.
It's a misdemeanor.
I hear you.
My thing is, what I think what happened was, if you watch not that film, the film in the night, it was Kylie Jenner was there, Megan was there, Megan and Kylie was getting twisted. Tori probably took the wrong drug. I'm being serious. He probably got a little, you know, a little Molly, a little bit of coke, something mixed up with something, and put that gun out because Megan said something slick probably, and was trying to scare her, and it blasts.
Could be.
Oh, and the niggas could both been playing with the gun.
So you're saying he didn't put child safety features on?
Nah, he didn't put no, he was no safety on that gun.
Could it be that she was making fun of the fact that he was on a child? Who's to see the driver car?
Wow.
I'm just saying, yo. She was like, yo, where's your child proof belt at? So you don't see those.
Yeah, man, this is a fact of set. Tory Lanez is 5'7".
My nigga, 5'7" and a dude is like an ant compared to Sally. Sally's like a 7-foot horse. Have you seen her? She's at least 5'11".
So, she's probably 6'3".
I'm just saying she a savage, you know?
Yeah, but my thing is that...
5'10", yeah.
She's 5'10".
Right. Right.
See? They're going to be so fast. And what's it? And she wears heels all the time.
I'm just saying.
And that brings you to 6 feet.
She was probably like, you little short-ass nigga. You want to motherfucker out of here.
No, what I think it was, and I'm being 100% real, because looking at the details and hearing from her manager saying, you know, I think... They were both fucked up some kind of way, like, you know, drugged up a little bit.
He said, fuck it, I'm gonna shoot him?
Nah, he was trying to show her the gun, and the gun came, just blast.
My thing is, what's
going on? Just think about it. Oh, she laughed already. They showed that she laughed already. But think about it.
White people always get away on
it. Think about it. If you really hold a gun to your chest or to your stomach, real talk.
Here comes the expert.
Real talk. And... You playing with that shorty, like, you see the way it looks, you see the gun, you showing, you flashing it. She can smack it down and shoot and hit and blast on your foot.
Right.
The impact. Bow, bow, bow.
She's not playing.
Yeah. So, for a person to be shot, because when she came out that car, she didn't look hurt. She went down all fours, put her hands up, cake was all out of the world to see.
She was mean and got this look like, bro.
And... To me, the video's too blurry to see all that to me. I don't know how the fuck your x-ray vision is working.
Like I said, I did a frame-by-frame analysis. I zoomed in. Again, I was trying to make sure that the texture and the context were on point.
So, I just feel like, I'm a big Tory Lanez fan, but it's a pandemic and he's wilding the fuck out right now. I know you gotta have your gun, understand all this, but now you locked up, bro. Or you off, you're getting out of bail, because you got that breath, so you're getting out of bail, definitely. But now you lost... Now you might lose some fans because of Megan. Megan has a lot of fucking people that fuck with her. Her fan base is retarded. They deep. They go fucking deep.
Yeah,
so,
TikTok deep.
So, you know, you never know. But another thing, hood music news out of that one, Juice WRLD dropped the album, the RIP Juice WRLD. I'm gonna give my thoughts, my pros and cons. I never listened to Juice WRLD music. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I heard him on features. Kid is an amazing singer, rapper. I heard he's a great freestyler. Let him rest in peace. Eminem even gave him his props, saying he's a great freestyler. So Eminem give you props, you're good. My thing is this, the Juice WRLD album, it's a great album, but it's not an everyday album. You know, it's an album when you and your feelings, it's a lot of depression, it's a lot of it, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's for young kids, you know? And I asked my son, I said, Dan, you're not depressed. How can you listen to this shit? And he tells me, Dan, tell me what you tell.
It's just for the new generation, you know, it's relatable. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, it gets too hype, but also gets you, like, it's like different type.
I don't feel hype. I feel mellow.
I mean, I heard it earlier, you know.
I got my favorite. I got some good tracks. Wishing Well is my favorite one.
I liked, I don't remember the top
one. Wishing Well, the shit with Hazley, what her name is.
Life's a Mess.
I like that shit. So,
like, for me,
for you?
I listened to Juice when we first got big.
Okay.
I like the Say Hi.
Okay.
And I like.
Oh, I like Man of the Year.
All in a way, it was kind of cheery.
I like Man of the Year.
Man of the Year was good. I think that's the one for us.
But, like, what I was told by Dan Man, they changed the verse and made a different verse, and they changed the beat. And
I like Trippie Red track. I like Trippie Red a little bit.
I don't like Trippie Red for shit.
You gonna die.
They changed a bit of his voice, like the
tone?
Yeah, the tone of the voice and like the way now some of his things, yeah. See, they changed it a bit, and they added a verse.
Yeah,
which was not on the leaks or the original version of the song that was on the...
But I thought it was a good, decent album. I can see the guy had potential. I can see the guy had talent. He clearly had a fan base. And in the right mind, right by management, he could have been something. You never know.
But, like I was saying, he made a bad choice.
Depressing and slow.
Yeah, he made a bad choice of taking... He didn't want to get locked up and took all those drugs and that shit.
And I don't know who told him that was a good idea, too. Like,
No one told him. That was on your own.
You know, stop throwing nobody to silence.
Some people have done it in the hood. They have taken... They don't get caught by the cops. They take it. But they shit it out. But the problem is they exploded probably in him.
Also, when he got to,
you don't have his seizures too, right?
He got.
He caught a seizure.
He got a seizure in the
airport.
Airport, mm-hmm. And all obviously in the airport, all the officers around him. Mm-hmm. So that
anxiety
and all the drugs, you know, just he got a seizure there.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. So if you got a time. Juice WRLD dropped last week, Friday. You want to listen to the album. It's a good album. It's a decent album, but it's not an everyday album. Pop Smoke is still the number one album in America. Everybody's saying, giving 50 his props. Saying 50
this album. I like it.
And it's just, like I said, man, the world is just sensitive. Why can't we just, summertime, why can't we just have fun during the pandemic? Like we are enjoying ourselves. I have had... Like I said, we went on a trip, Massachusetts, Wednesday, came back Thursday morning. Friday, we had a big barbecue. I went to go pick up, Link took the train down here, and we had a big barbecue Friday night. Stayed out there in the pool till like 12 midnight. Enjoyed ourselves, bugged out.
Telling the whole Link's life story.
And then Saturday, we enjoyed ourselves again with another barbecue. Went to the Bronx, handled our thing, chilled.
These are all, of course, private sessions. I don't think that we're inviting anybody in.
No. It's not like 30 people here. It's like 10, 15 yes. Most.
You know, select members.
Family members that we know, they are perfectly fine.
Yeah, people who we know are being health concerned. And
it's been a great weekend, Link. It's been a good weekend. It's still hot. It's a beautiful day. We're enjoying ourselves. Tonight we're going to watch some... WWE Extreme Rules Horror Show.
We sure are.
It's going to be fucking amazing. It is 6 o'clock right now. I'm going to
put Dan the Man in a headlock for fun.
Hold on. If you're up on the headlock, be careful with the fuck with teapots. You know, I live around teapots right now.
Don't worry, I'm going to be on the other side over here.
And there's teapots here,
too. I'm going to handle the guitar.
It's expensive ass guitar.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. We didn't mention this last episode because it was around the Juice WRLD drop.
Yeah.
Another music news, Eminem and Kid Cudi dropped it up.
The Kid Cudi Eminem song, for sure.
How you feel about the track?
I honestly liked it a lot. It was very, it was a very good track. The Adventures of Blue Man and Slim.
Yeah.
Very topical. Eminem's verse, very topical.
Yeah, you know, Eminem always. Now Eminem's
that's
like.
Not, I didn't even know Kid Cudi was my partner, so I was shocked.
Who?
Kid Cudi, because Kid Cudi's been out of the market for a while.
Oh yeah, but he's been saying he's working on the album.
Two albums. I did.
Well, Cudi was going through shit mentally.
I'm not just about any album he made after the first two.
Yeah, the best first
the
my
first
favorite.
Two were good.
The first is my favorite. First was my favorite.
Kanye helped him do the first two. Everything else he went somewhere else.
He's been featured on a lot of songs lately. Yeah, he recently had a feature of
Travis Scott. He had potential. I had a good
song. Yeah, the Scots.
Yeah, the Scots, that was a good song.
Scots.
He has a good potential. Yeah.
Well, now his mental's good. You know, he got his head right. You know, the game's good. He has his right. My thing is this with the Eminem Kid Cudi. People were saying that Cudi was not happy with Eminem's verse. That was been all over Twitter that was saying that.
Really?
Cudi came out a couple days ago and was like, Eminem's verse was awesome. Like,
OG even put it out and wasn't happy with it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I would not put anything out. And whatever Eminem puts out, it's awesome. He told him like that. Slim did a great job. Like, come on. And that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. Like, don't believe everything you hear on Twitter. Let the fucking person they're talking about open their fucking mouth and tell you, yeah, I said that nigga shit was whack. Oh, I said I shot him. Don't believe everything, people. Don't believe the hype. Believe it when it comes from the horse's mouth. That's what I said. You understand me? You can talk shit about Dutch, but you won't say it in my face. So that's what I'm talking about.
Me, I actually like the exposure. I expect it. Like when I post something online, I purposely expect Mr. and Mrs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A1, B2, C5 to get mad at me. Because you know what? I don't give a fuck. Because honestly, I don't like people to mind their business. I want them to mind their business. I want you to hear this shit. I want you to know that it came from us and our show. And I post whatever, man. I don't give a fuck about any filter. Right. What's a filter?
Do you have any more topics?
I mean, I have a lot to talk about. I just don't want to hurt people today.
Ooh,
we're being nice.
Talk to him nice. But, toss. Oh, what happened? Toss me nice.
There we go.
Sorry about the sound bite.
It's a little difficult. It happens.
It happens. This is what happens when you unscripted. Straight from the fucking strap. We don't edit shit.
But I have one last piece of wrestling.
Impact Wrestling?
No, actually.
I got
Impact Wrestling, yeah. Had its anniversary yesterday.
Heath Slater, motherfuckers.
Not only that.
And
one of my favorite tag teams from Impact.
What?
Motorcycle Machine does it back.
Motorcycle Machine wants it back?
Yeah.
I didn't get that news.
I got it.
I got Heath. And I got Eric coming back.
Yeah, for the TNA
heavyweight title,
the Impact World Championship.
Yeah.
And we're doing the match.
Mm-hmm.
Good Brothers came out. Now they're with Eddie Edwards.
Yes.
And Good Brothers. EC3.
EC3 came out
at the end.
At the end, so we was waiting for him. He came out,
and
he went back home because no one else wanted him.
Another piece of wrestling news. I found this out yesterday, but back in February, I believe, or last year.
Oh, it's from the Goldberg.
Yes, Goldberg was paid $300,000 a minute
against
the Undertaker.
Per minute.
Now, to put that in perspective, 9 minutes. That match was 9 minutes long. He had $2,700,000 during that one match.
Damn. And how old is he again? I think like 40 something, maybe?
This motherfucker has made what I make in 1 year. He made 6 years of what I make. He made
it
in one fucking minute.
Nigga, 9 minutes.
No.
Oh, 1 minute, what you make?
1 minute.
What you make, oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yo, he's 53 years old. He's a bum, and they pay him that much.
Wow. I'm in the wrong profession.
Another music news. It's a Hartford news.
You know what I get per minute from being a host on Talk Talk Online? I got a bag of nuts.
Hey, yo!
I'm salting nuts at that. Like, who's salting
my shit?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Fuck this shit, y'all. I'm gonna go savage right now. How the fuck is this old fucking wrinkly bastard? Seriously, you know what? I'm gonna do one right now out of nowhere, randomly, unscripted. How the fuck does this wrinkly old bastard, VA looking, senior citizen to Avanaz, that match us on the ring?
Hold on! Fucking you just said senior citizen. 53 is not citizen.
Hey, real fuck that compared to me, he is. Alright? Alright? He just, him and his fucking bullshit fireworks and his fake ass, fake wearing sheriff costume around him. Oh, 300K per mini, motherfucker? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I got a bag of all salted cashew nuts? Fuck out of here. I gotta have my own slot. I can't even get the. How? Before the show, Dutch was like, here, you want some cashew nuts? It's for you, cause he's gonna go to jail. Remember that salt? I gotta go to the store and buy the salt? What kind of boy? I can't get $100 for a fucking mini? I don't even have wrinkle. I have wrinkle boobs, so fuck out of here. Suck my dick.
Wow. Wow. He definitely went off that one. Another thing of music news that I was trying to say. My boy, our boy, Logic.
I'm sad.
Is it sad? Yo, can you give me some sad music? Give me some sad music. Give me some sad music.
Give me some Juice WRLD.
We have a technical difficulties again. Damn man is on some shit again.
Sad man. Logic is
sad, us. You know?
What is it? Fucking horror film? This is the beginning of a horror film? You know, they went to a forest on the camping trip? Yes. It's sad, man. That's like that day I lost my cat, Blinker, man.
Oh, oh no, God. Not Blinker!
By the way, still looking out for him. Maybe he survived coronavirus. Maybe he ended up somebody's bowl for lunch. I don't know yet, but if you see him, please, Blinker. Blinker! If you blink, fight for me.
So, you know, not rest in peace, but, you know, sad day of a lyrical man like Logic retiring in the age of 30.
So, 30, bro.
30.
What about yesterday? He's 30
years old.
Had about 6 studio albums.
Yeah.
And
great mixtapes.
Made money, not producing, and some artists on their end.
Artist album, y'all to drop.
As a baby, congratulations to the baby.
Congratulations on having a baby.
Beautiful baby mom.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Beautiful.
Young girl, a little younger. She's actually 20.
You know, you gotta do it. You gotta go young. You know?
30 years old, still young to be
you
tired.
Young, man.
I remember Jay retired when he was, I think, 30 or 28.
He was Logic.
So Jay retired once, and they came back again like in two or 3 years.
So you say he might get a white album? It can't be a black album. White.
Well, maybe he's white and black.
Yo, we'll get a vanilla chocolate twist out.
There you go. So,
Carvel. By the way,
what about sports?
Baseball's back, people.
What about the Yankees busting the Mets ass yesterday?
It was a spring training game.
Spring training. Oh, we talking about spring training.
Yes.
Okay. 9-3 spring training. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it was. Let's talk about the fact that it was in the set. How about the cardboard people in the stands? The Mets decided to put cardboard fans.
Wow.
In the stands. Wow. To mimic real people.
I thought I was watching Home Alone 1.
Seriously.
Wow.
It's like watching The Sandlot in 2020 with 4K vision. Like, wow. It's just crazy. No, the sound was weird. It looked like dead. I mean, like, he's not making no noise. Like, it's a right field. Somebody hit.
What about the catcher can?
Catcher can looks... It looks weird, man. It just... I don't know. I think it's nice gimmick. It's cool, but... Again, without fans, without that noise, that energy, like...
You know, we will, yeah. That's
you know, just, when the whole run goes deep, when the game is tight...
It's like, you could be the number one team, and you got no crowd,
but
you feel like you're the sucky team. Like, oh, shit, no one came to see us.
Imagine when they win the World Series.
Nothing. Crickets. Crickets. What about basketball?
Hey, 2 more weeks.
July 31st.
Almost there.
Wow.
The king comes back to the NBA, baby. Wow. LeBron James.
But
I can't wait to wear my tight ass shirt.
Oh God, Jesus. Help.
Woo!
Because I was watching some stuff today on ESPN, and they were showing these guys. What's his name? Spider-Man, Donovan, and this other kid.
What's
the other kid's name?
Beast.
The other kid, they were doing like dunks before they practiced, and so they were doing some ridiculous.
What was John Morant?
Was it John Morant? No, it was the he was in the he's in the same team as Donovan.
Okay.
So they were doing like crazy dunks and shit like that. And, oh yeah, Donovan and Mitchell and Emmanuel Mounier.
Former Nick. AKA former Nick,
If you look at this, they were doing some crazy dunks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice. Corona free.
Look at this dunk. Slow motion for you, baby. Ooh, you can't hear it.
I mean, the fans can't.
Can't really hear it, but it's slow motion. I mean, Donovan dunks in slow motion.
I mean, you really can't imagine what we're looking at.
Number 45, but we're explaining
this. This is a podcast.
They got Mounier throwing an alley-oop to himself and did a side dunk.
God, it's just a podcast, a video crap.
Yeah, but so what? You can hear it. And it's nothing, you saying me? So they were doing practice dunks today. You know,
I think we got the wrong concept. Sure.
And shut up.
The podcast.
So
odd.
What about, you know, basketball is in Orlando, bro.
In the bubble.
So.
That's the thing, too.
What about 30 teams, 30 days.
What about when they start playing? I mean, all you're going to hear is a squeaker noise on the hardwood floor.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear it.
You're not going to hear nothing.
It's squeaking. It's going to be like when you play in the PAL or the YMCA, you're not hearing nothing but niggas saying, A1, nigga!
It's like watching you, you know, when you play ball high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you're going to hear a lot of nigga talk. You're like, yo, A1, nigga! Talk that shit to me, nigga. What's up?
Yo, ref, put an A1, nigga. Call the A1.
Referee's going to be, you're going to hear so many texts in this game because the referee's going to hear everything you say without the fans blipping the shit out for you.
The referee's good.
Yo, you just said I was a dick, yo. You said I was a dick. Big! You're going to have like 5 texts. This is going to be records. You're going to break records.
I'm 5, nigga. I'm going to try to get hit.
I'm telling you, niggas going to have records. You're going to break records of how many technicals.
That's like football, too. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see the coach right by the referee. He's hollering offsides. You couldn't see it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The referee's like, oh, I don't see nothing.
Some shit.
I'm telling you, you're going to hear the front, yo. It's going to be much shit.
No crowds now. It's going to be so much focus on the floor itself.
Yeah, so much.
There'll be mad calls to play no balls.
You're not going to see nothing. It's just going to be sports.
Yo, you tripped me. I don't see that.
You're not hearing no boos, no yays, nothing.
I mean, how do you say three now? Bang! It's like
Melo going for the three. You don't hear nothing. Yeah,
bang.
Him saying bang. And you might even hear the bench talk, bro. This fucking asshole just missed a dunk.
Yo,
you're too loud, bro. We can hear you.
Nigga, Brandon said I couldn't even shoot. He shoot a bricks today. Yo, you on live. Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm serious. Niggas is going to be fighting with their own team. Yo, son, I heard you, son. You said I said a brick.
Niggas be like, yo, LeBron, those niggas are bummer asses anyway. Why are you rocking them just for? Yo, nigga,
he can hear you. He can hear you. Yo, if you ever play ball in a fucking, you know, a court indoors, that shit echoes, bro.
Yo, what?
That shit echoes. You can whisper, and that shit echoes.
Yo, did Kyrie give you his blue ball match, niggas?
Yeah, that nigga had the SpongeBob's on right now.
Right, I can hear y'all niggas, right? It's a little tight. You know, like a look.
You understand me? Like, yo, it's true. It's definitely fucking true. I don't know what the, you know, I'm happy sports are coming back, but you're putting a lot of people in the same thing, jeopardy. But, you know, we need what we need. You know, entertainment, we need it. You know, so what about my show, our show, Umbrella Academy is coming back.
That's,
two more weeks, right?
Can't wait.
Yeah, two more weeks.
Funny thing is, actually, y'all show, we haven't watched the producing.
What the fuck? What are you waiting for?
The first episode.
What are you waiting for?
One week. I watched the first
1 week. Look at that. One week. What are you waiting for?
A year ago, and then I didn't bother to go back to it.
How about our show? The boys are coming back.
I like the boys coming back in September.
Yes.
I like my new show I got into because of
the rain.
The rain. I love the rain.
I like, shout out to that show On My Block. I saw the 3 seasons. Amazing. I can't believe season. I don't know what they're going to do for season 4. Like, I don't know. If you haven't seen it, get your ass up. You ain't doing nothing else.
People, if you have Amazon Prime or if you have any video app to watch, me and Dan watched a very special movie last day called Midsommar. It's Midsommar. It's about a Swedish cult that invites tourists for their purposes of a vacation, and it goes south. People are stuffing bears. They take a body.
Don't spoil it.
I was going to sell that part. They take a body and they put it into a bear. You have to watch We're Gonna See How That Happens.
What the fuck?
Yes.
This is what y'all were doing up here?
It was a great movie. I'm never going to Sweden. I don't give a fuck how bad that bitch is. Not, especially not, it's not in midsummer. That's right.
All right.
You're the hero. No, bitch.
Wow, people. I don't know what else.
And another movie we watched today.
Oh, Jacob's Ladder, the newer version on Netflix now. It's a great movie.
Jacob's Ladder.
Yes. It's about hallucinations and demons. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I'm watching that. I love demons.
Check it out on the trailer. It's on Netflix right now for $3.99 if you have Netflix.
Or if you're stealing somebody's Netflix.
If you're stealing your cousin's Netflix like I do. I haven't paid like a shit in like a whole year.
I don't pay for it. Shout out to T-Mobile.
I didn't make my own profile.
Shout out to T-Mobile for paying for my Netflix.
Yeah, right. T-Mobile. We share that shit, though. We share that shit, though.
We share a lot of things, except women and draws.
Yes.
And,
yes, only ugly people do that.
And really, like,
well, sometimes you share a draw sometimes. Like, that one time at band camp?
No, I never been to band camp in my life. I don't even play a fucking
draw. I came out the pool and I was like, yo, can I borrow your draw? Because you're just driving nice.
I don't know what to say.
No, wrong cousin, my bad.
Hey, yo! I want to, and, you know, I think we dropped everything today. I think it's going to be a short one.
Yeah, we gotta watch the show.
We got a stream rules coming up. Yeah. And that's gonna be for next in 2 weeks. We talk about that probably. WWE Network is free, so just subscribe. It's free.
Think about relaunching my OnlyFans network.
Oh, shit.
By the way, special announcement.
I thought one episode without OnlyFans.
We did have it. Oh, you right. Because even Daylight had OnlyFans. But I do want to mention Talking to Daylight. Great show. He's on Spotify. Guys, he's on Applecast. He's on everywhere he needs to go. Look for him. In Full Effect with Daylight, episode 19 with him, we did. We were featured on it. He did shows Mad Love. We ran rampant on that show. We killed it. But people, I want to relaunch it. I've been clear all charges of online tampering. I cleared up the FCC about a show and the guidelines. I took off all the illegal stuff. Now it's over 18. No, I have kids from Mongolia hacking into my shit. And it'll be $4.99. Free trial coming soon. Honey Bears. Exotic Adventures.
OnlyFans. Honey Bear.
Exotic Adventures.
-5 stars!
What the fuck, damn man? He's trying to make some money here.
All right, it's going to be a great show. Brand new show. Brand new everything.
Brand new everything, people. Brand new everything.
-5 stars!
New show coming through. Everybody's ready for it. OnlyFans. With Link. Honey Bear. The Adventures of what?
Yes. Exotic Adventures.
Exotic Adventures, people. So,
first episode.
5 stars!
First episode's gonna feature bears and midgets, people. Can't wait.
$4.99 OnlyFans. So, moving on to that, I just wanna say I am exhausted. It's been a crazy fucking week for me. I am tired. I've been driving everywhere in the world. I am exhausted. So, people, I'm sorry if I sound out of it. If Link took over the show, it is what it is. Eat a dick if you don't like it. Way I'm gonna see you on the streets. The bully with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat. Fuck a quarantine, fuck a corona, fuck going to fucking Sweden in midsummer.
Yes, amen.
And you know who I got here, man. He can finish the rest,
aka Link, aka the Savage One, aka the man you hate, aka the man who fear. AKA the man you love to feel. AKA the man you love to -5 stars, +5 stars. The reason why you go on there and you critique our show, you comment our show. The reason why you click this shit. The reason why you want to be on this click. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I don't have a click. I have a click. You want to be on it. You know what I'm
saying?
What the fuck? Anyway, it's the man with no filter. I drink your mom's bathwater for free. You know what time it is.
Yo.
Link, AKA Savage One. AKA,
hey, yo!
AKA I always stay dry.
Wow. And you know who we got, Mr. Fax himself. Say your outro.
It's been me, Dan Man, Mr. Fax, Mr. Know It All. And
any shout outs?
-5 stars!
So people, thank you so much. Listen to us, go check us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Hubhopper, iHeart. All your major platforms we're on, if you can give us a review of five stars, all that. Please show love. Thank you so much for listening to us. It's your boys, Triple D Boys out. And have a good one.
Go fuck yourself.